Big news out of the Supreme Court today. They batted away an emergency appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayer group that had been challenging President Joe Biden's loan forgiveness program. So Associate Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied the request to temporarily block the program's implementation a day after it was filed, and there was no explanation. That often happens on the so-called shadow docket, where the justice just says, nope, and then they don't explain why. There's other challenges out there, but this was a big hurdle for the Biden administration to leap over in the implementation of their plan. And Krista Myers from The Balance, boy, that's an important step for the Biden administration because people are already signing up and applying, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I actually was filming just a quick video today to kind of look at and go over how quick and easy it is to actually fill out the application. And I'm not going to lie to you, John, it actually took me 35 seconds. So I encourage everyone, 35 seconds, yeah. I know. And when it comes to anything related to the government, things are always so difficult. If you've ever tried to go on to any government website, it's old and it's clunky. But I'm telling you, if you go to the studentaid.gov and you fill out that debt relief application, it is not clunky. It is not difficult. It's not hard. So definitely go do it right now.
Right. And there's no disadvantage to filling it out. I mean, you have to be truthful, and it's under the penalty of perjury to answer all those answers correctly. But what I like about it is that you're not trying, like they're not asking who your loan servicer is, because some people are so confused about how that has changed hands so many times. It doesn't ask for that specific information. It seems like the Department of Education is going to do kind of the heavy lift, it seems, to identify who you are, what your loan is, and they'll be able to look you up that way.
Yep. So I can tell you now what you do when you're filling out the application. You are going to put in your first name, your last name, sometimes even your middle name or your middle initial, if you want to include that. It is optional. You're going to put in your social security number, your date of birth, and then just your email address. And that's literally the information that they need, in addition to a cell phone number. Now, it says when you fill out the application that, of course, you are certifying that you are eligible to qualify. And just as a quick reminder for everyone, you get up to $20,000 if you are a Pell Grant recipient, and you're eligible as long as you earned under $125,000 as an individual, or $250,000 if you're a couple, or if you file for your taxes as head of household. But as you're mentioning, they're doing the heavy lifting. They're going to do all the checking. They say they're going to come and ask you questions if they need to during the application process, the approval process, but that's pretty much it.
And they also, you know, you can pick either 2020 or 2021 for that income. And Ray Kaplan was here, one of our financialrelief.com, our expert, the Chicagoland's expert on this sort of stuff, that people are actually able to amend their taxes if they have truthful information that brings their income from 126 down to 124 for a previous year. So if you're on the border, look at any corporate any charitable donations you may have made that you didn't put on your taxes, because that could get your adjustable gross income down. All right, Krista Myers, from one website that works well, it seems, from the government to another one that's been redone. I will give them credit, treasurydirect.gov. Yes. People might want to go there, check out the new site, and get I-bonds before the rate might change here soon, right?
Yeah, it's actually very sleek now. I think you and I have chatted about this before, and at that time, that website was so hard to navigate and incredibly difficult. They've made it completely easy now because they've totally overhauled the system. Now, as I'm telling everyone, if you do want to get I-bonds, you are going to have to run, not walk, to get them. You have just about, it's the 20th now, so you have until the 28th of October, that's the last business day of the month, to essentially purchase those I-bonds. It's up to $10,000 in the calendar year, and lock in that 9.62% interest rate, which right now, given the way markets are, is probably the best you're going to do right now anywhere. Right. After that, on November 1st, they'll be announcing the new interest rate, which is expected to drop in the 6% range. So you really want to take advantage of that high interest rate.
Oh, the estimates are already out on what they think that'll be in November?
Yes. Okay. There's already a couple of economists that are sort of figuring out where they think it's going to go, and they definitely know that it is going to be, it does look like it's going to be dropping. The right now, the early estimates are predicting it might be somewhere in the 6 to 7% range.
And, and remember,
62% is great.
Yeah, and if you sign up even on that Friday, you get that rate locked in for 6 months, even if the rate
Absolutely.
Drops the next business day, right?
That's absolutely correct. Now, the thing is with I-bonds, and just as so everyone kind of knows this, you have to hold on to them for a year. So that is a very big caveat. You have to hold on to them for at least 12 months. But I also want to mention that you also should hold on to them in truth for 5 full years so that you can get the full amount of interest that is coming to you. You are allowed to sell them after a year, but if you do, you're going to forfeit the last 3 months of interest. So if you only hold them for 18 months, you only get 15 months of interest.
Right. But again, that's not tacked off your principal. That's off the interest. So at least 1 year for sure. So it has to be money that you certainly don't need in the next year. And you can do up to $10,000 per person, or even a trust can get $10,000 as well. I would recommend people. And again, you can do it. I think minimum is like $25, right, Kristen? Like, you don't have to do $10,000.
You do not have to do 10,000. I know people hear that number and they're very, very worried. They're saying, I don't have 10 grand. You don't have to put in 10 grand. You put $100 if you want, $5,000, whatever an amount is that is good and comfortable for you.
Right. All right. Housing sentiment, you know, that's a number that's going down, and it's directly tied to the increase in interest rates, isn't it?
Absolutely. Everyone has been looking at the housing market, of course, wondering when home prices are going to come down, when mortgage rates are going to come down. Right now, we are seeing mortgage rates roughly 7% on a 30-year loan, and that is essentially weighing on not just home sales, which has dropped yet again from the month of August, but it's also weighing on home builder sentiment. And that's a problem, because home builders are the ones that are going to be making the homes that we're going to buy. And part of the reason home prices have been so high lately is because there's not enough available homes for all the people that want to purchase them. But home builders are incredibly pessimistic. It's actually one of the worst sentiment readings in over a decade. And that's with exception for a very quick couple month span when the pandemic first hit. But it sentiment is absolutely low.
Right. And, you know, it's not one of those things like the market that you see quick rebounds with these interest rates where they are. It could be a rough go here for a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And when it comes to mortgage rates, at least, all you can expect is that it's probably going to go up going forward. And the reason why is because the Federal Reserve continues to hike interest rates. They've said they're going to continue to hike interest rates in order to fight inflation. And so as they continue to do that, you're going to see those mortgage rates continue to go up and up.
You sure are. Kristen Myers from The Balance. Always good to chat. Go to TheBalance.com, TheBalanceMoney.com, whichever. Bring you to the same place. Thanks for your time, Kristen.
Of course. Thanks so much.